imagine those two guys playing together. So we had him down here on a visit, but came down. I think he has an uncle, and his brother was being recruited by Fairbanks, and he's had a great career. He's a good player, and I think a lot of it too was he's a classy guy. He had something to say for each player going through the line too. But I respect you know, the team and what they did, and we'll talk more about Saturday. But you know, there's times they could have just packed it in this weekend. They didn't.
Dylan Stamen gets his sixth of the season to give the Huskies the lead for good.
Here is Hannerdon across the line. Drops it for Alex Patan. Over for Markov. Makes a move and a save. Rebound. And a puck goes back to the point. Here's Watson sending it down low. In front for Hannerdon. A shot. Score!
Dylan Stamen gets the goal. The pass was intended, I think, for Hannerdon on that play.
Well, it looked like it, yeah. We had a couple guys open and hit a skate and came right to Dylan. But Dylan's in good position, and it's good to see Dylan pick up a goal because he got off to a strong start. And then, you know, he's been, you know, in a little bit of a mini slump here. I wouldn't call it a slump, but he just got not getting any goals. Like, they're going in pretty easy for him early. So we had a lot of guys like that. You know, Vaughn back in the net. We'll talk about Alex Gillies later just in a little bit here. But it's good to see other guys chipping in and adds to that depth. And like I said, Saturday night, we got a lot of guys who can score. You know, we've got, you know, 14, 15 forwards who can all score goals. So what you want, because sometimes you get in a game and the wrong guy gets the puck in a great scoring area. But with our team, I don't think there's anybody who I could say, you know, was going to get that puck and go, oh, it's the wrong guy in the scoring area. And that makes a team dangerous, and we have that, and that's exciting.
One of my favorite goals of the weekend, Jake Lucchini.
4 minutes gone here in the second period. No scoring in this period yet. Still a 2-1 lead for the Huskies. Here's Roy. Over for Lucchini. Scores! Lucchini to the goal. Touchdown in the back post. And he went short side on Jones. Lucchini, the freshman, takes the Huskies to a 3-1 lead.
That was a great shot.
How exciting is he going to
be? Oh, man.
I mean, he is going to be one heck of a hockey player. I mean, that is that's a goal scorer's goal. You know, you come down and you that release, and we've talked about it. He's got a heck of a release, and I mean, he put it where you have to put it. We've seen Jake Jackson do that this year. We've seen Max Vallas do it. We've seen a few guys do it. You know, Malcolm, I mean, Alex Patan, you go on and on, but that's a big time goal, and you can hear the little ting, you know, and then it knocks that water bottle, breaks that water bottle. I mean, that, you talk about top shelf and a goal scorer's goal and a big goal, and off a real good transition, neutral zone play. Matt Roy made a really nice feed to him, and at that point, I think we're off and running.
That made it 3-1. This made it 4-1.
10 on the forecheck now. Josh Erickson. Well, you really got to have your head up when he's out there. Here's Lesperance pulling it off the wall. Little dish pass there.
That was kind of weird how that happened. It kind of went off. It did went off one of their skates and right back to Lesperance, and he buried it.
Well, there's a lot of traffic there, and what I really like is our players stayed with it. They stayed on the puck. They stopped. They battled, and we eventually we won a lot of board battles, a lot of 50-50 battles for pucks on Friday night, and that was a really good example. Just staying with it, staying with it, and we stayed with it, and you know, the puck came to us, and like. You know, we talk about Lucchini and Morley and, you know, some of these really good players. Lesperance, the puck's following him. I mean, it comes right to him, and he's got a great shot, and he knows what to do it, and he's, you know, he's hungry. He likes to score, and like I said, after Lucchini's goal, you could really see the ice sort of slant and tilt, and from that point on, I thought for the most part we had a real good push and a real good period.
We seemed to score in twos a lot, and here, this one came less than a minute later, or just over a minute later. Alex Gillies gets his fourth of the year.
Puts on the brakes. Here's a one-timer by Roy, and a heavy shot. Went wide of the net. Back to the point again. In front, loose puck, bouncing puck, and they score again! Bounced in past goaltender Jones, and we'll see if Gillies is going to get credit for this goal. Huskies get another one. They lead it 5-1.
I was just bouncing around there, and Gillies got a piece of it and knocked it in.
Well, he's there. You know, we did a really good job Friday night getting to the hard areas of the ice to score goals. You know, we went there, we battled in there, and we hung around there, and Alex was rewarded. A lot, very similar to the goal he scores the next night. You know, he's just right there on top of the crease, and you know, battled, and it's good for him. So he got a goal. You know, Dylan gets a goal. We have some of that secondary scoring. Lucchini now, you know, the numbers are coming up, and like I talk about, I don't know who our first line is and who our fourth line is. We got that depth, but it's not only depth, but it's just fairly consistent too, which is really nice. So I'm good for Alex, and he's got some speed, and you know, he's had a good year. He's had a really good year. He just doesn't realize how good he can be, and you know, we're after him a little bit to continue to compete and push players on our team and to be a good player.
That made it 5-1 going into the second intermission. Huskies out shooting Alaska in the second, 14-6. Two more goals finish it off. Cliff Watson and CJ Ike.
Steven hit hard along the wall on the half wall. Turnover for Hannanet. He'll shoot. And that one hit Weiss in front. Here's a shot. Deflects. Scores! Watson for the Huskies makes it a 6-1 lead with 12:22 remaining. And it's Hayden, and now back to the point for Watson. Watson has a goal here tonight. Here's Ike, spins around, shoots, scores! Oh, C.J. Ike! That was a changeup. And Todd Jenks off guard. And the Huskies go up 7-1.
Cliff Watson quietly getting 4 points in that game.
Honestly. Oh, yeah, and the guys gave it to him, too, after the game. They weren't going to let Cliffy forget about that. They were saying, you ever get 4 points before? And Cliff says, oh, I think in Pee Wee or something like that. So they were giving it to Cliff. But it doesn't surprise me. Cliff's got some, you know, offensive instincts on the blue line there. I mean, we don't use him in that role per se, but it's nice that all our defensemen have those instincts. And, you know, the last couple goals, they were going in, Dirk, let's put it that way. But you got to get pucks to the net. You have to. If you don't get it to the net, you have no opportunity to score. And, you know, Cliff just got it on net. We had traffic, and it's like a pinball. And then CJ just, you know, just a quick spin around shot. And I think sometimes that catches goalies off balance because everybody now will want to take that puck, you know, dust it off, you know, handle it a little bit, and then take a shot, and the goalie gets set. So sometimes when you just release that puck. But things went in fairly easy for us on Friday night, and but it was good. It was good to get some goals, you know, on the young man who put up the saves, the 50-some saves against us, you know, the weekend before, Davis Jones. So it was good to get some goals on him because he had a heck of a performance, you know, that last game we saw them in the regular season.
All right, so the Huskies win 7-1, 0-3 on the power play for both teams, and we go to Saturday night. We'll do that in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show. You can get your question in for Coach, DJ@themix93.com.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in Houghton has brought breakfast to a new level every weekend, serving a one-of-a-kind buffet along with a fabulous a la carte menu. Buffet includes scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, French toast casserole, biscuits, sausage and grits, and seasoned potatoes for only $8.95. Featured items on the menu are fried chicken and waffles, bagels and lox, Florentine omelet, biscuits and gravy, along with other traditional breakfast selections. Served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 till 1. Taste something great for breakfast at the Library.
Hey, what is that?
Oh, just a refreshing Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime?
Yep. It's got the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light with a twist of natural lime flavor.
A twist of natural lime flavor?
Uh-huh.
Let me try some. Wow, that tastes...
amazing.
Amazing. You know, life is so much better with a little twist.
Like hot yoga.
Or reading a mystery novel. Backwards.
Having a pet hedgehog.
Air guitar competitions.
Raves at sunrise.
Breakfast for dinner.
Dinner for breakfast.
Bacon and ice cream.
Wasabi on donuts.
Ew.
What? It's surprisingly good.
Twist it up with Bud Light Lime. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hey, we're back with Coach Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show. Let's get to Saturday night's game real quick. I know we got a lot of questions coming in, so we're going to try to cruise through this. But, Coach, we knew it would be a pushback, as we like to say, from Alaska after the Friday night victory, and they did push back.
Well, they did. And Dirk, I'll get this out there right now. We can talk about it later.
Yeah.
So we do have confirmation from the league office that our game will be at 7:30 on Friday. Okay. So we will play Ferris State in the late game in Grand Rapids. So for the fans out there and fans